So there will be a replay. And for those of you that got on the list, you will also get my handout. I'll be emailing that to everybody afterwards, and you'll also get a replay of this call in the email. So if you didn't get a chance to get on the list yet, make sure that you do that, and you can do that right from Facebook, and then you can just follow the links to get to that form, and then you'll make sure that you get the handout. Okay, for those of you just coming on, welcome. We are going to get started. I was just telling everybody that this call will be recorded, so as long as you're on the mailing list, you will get the replay of this, and you can keep it forever. It's my gift to you, and I just want to let everybody know, again, I've muted everybody out, and once we get to Q&A, I will unmute everybody, and then we'll get to question, get some of your questions answered. Please, again, if you have a question, make sure you press star 5. That'll just alert me that you are the one, that you have a question, and I can open your line once we get to Q&A. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So I always say that, if you build it, they will come. I know many of you have saw the movie with Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams, and that is my favorite quote from when it comes to building an author platform. And you'll hear down the road where people will say, that's not true. It is true. If you build it, they will come. And it's very important that, just like starting from brick and mortar, like you would build the foundation of a house, that is exactly how you need to build the foundation for your author platform. And when you build your author platform the correct way, then it is going to be so strong when it comes to actually selling your books, whether you've written a book already, you're in the process of writing your first book, or you're in the process of writing another book that, you have multiple books ahead of you. And that when it comes to selling your books, and this is what big publishing houses really look for, too, is for people with strong and solid author platforms. And that's how important it is that you build it the right way and that you build it solid, because if you don't, when you're trying to get with the bigger publishing presses, if you don't have a big enough platform, they're not even going to consider your manuscript. They're going to send you a letter, and they're going to say, yeah, nice try, and your manuscript is actually going to end up in the garbage instead of them even looking at it. Because the first thing that every publicist, every agent, and every publishing house looks at is the author platform, and it's very, very important that you understand that. So what is an author platform? Exactly. An author platform is the connections you make that you begin to start making to start your marketing before, during, and after the entire writing process. It's very important that you understand that you should start the minute that you think about writing a book. That's when your marketing should begin, and that's when if this is your very first time writing a book, this is when you should first start building your platform. If you're working on a second book, then this is where you're going to continue to grow your platform. It's more of a who than a what, and it is your springboard to all of your marketing efforts. Your platform is going to be your blog, it's going to be your social media networks, it's going to be your groups, and it's going to be your mailing list. And I want you guys to understand and write this down. It is so important to start building your mailing list, especially if you have not started yet, because if your mailing list is going to be your connection for sales, it's going to be your connection to your readers, where you can get a little bit more personal on a more personal level, and it's going to be the place where you're going to announce new releases, and you're going to announce when your book goes on sale, and that is going to be where you're going to get the most sales. And if you do not have an author mailing list started, then you really need to start one. And let me tell you, you can get it free of charge completely using MailChimp. It works the same way as AWeber. It works the same way as Vertical Response or Constant Contact. Obviously, you have to pay to get the autoresponder involved in that, but just to start building your list, you can put it on your Facebook tabs, you can create an opt-in form to add to your websites, and it is free, okay? So you don't have to pay. So if you thought that you had to get AWeber or you had to do this or you had to do that, you know, you don't have to. It's simple. You just get right on MailChimp. They have videos for everything. I also provide tutorials. If you're not building your mailing list yet, then that should be number one. And it is just so important that you start building that right now if you haven't started building it yet. Just like you guys, most of you have seen, you know, you received about the information about this telecall, you know, right in your inbox because you're on one of my lists. And that, you know, there's so much you can do with a mailing list, and it's so helpful. And we're going to talk a little bit more, you know, towards the end about JV partners, but this is where your mailing list comes in wonderful when you need, well, actually, we're going to talk about, really get in depth in this in our Marketing 101 this coming Thursday that I do with Michelle Cornwell Jordan. But mailing list is very important. And so now that we have that out of the way, I know I tend to go off on a tangent because there's so many authors that I talk to and I coach, and they just don't have a mailing list started, and it's just very, very important that you do your mailing list. So where do you begin with the whole author platform when you're just starting out, or even if you have one a little bit established? The first thing you need to figure out is how you're going to brand yourself, and this is going to be the key takeaway out of anything that you might take away from this call. Don't brand your books. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, you're crazy. No, because I've done it, okay? And what you end up with is a social media mess. If you brand your name instead of your books, what you can do is use your name for everything, and then you branch, umbrella all your books or your book series under your name. So when people hear your name, they automatically think of your books. And if you are releasing a new book and you've already branded your name, then they're going to be like, oh, well, that's the author that wrote this, or that's the author that wrote that. So branding is going to be very, very important when you're first starting out, and that is my suggestion, and I wished I would have done that for everything and then just umbrellaed everything under BK Walker, but I went off on a tangent. You know, I had no clue what I was doing in the beginning, and I have, you know, from doing that, I didn't branch everything under that, so now I have, you know, BK Walker at Book at BK. I have the Virtual Book Tour Cafe. I have BK Walker Books, and if I would have just done everything under BK Walker, I could have branded my name. And even though most people hear my name and they think of everything I do, but it's taken me years to get to that point. But when you're first starting out or you're first starting to build your author platform and you brand your name, then no matter what you do, as long as your name's associated with it, then they're going to think of everything you do, not just one little thing, not one book series or not, you know, one Facebook account or one Twitter. So it's very important that you start off by branding just your name. And that is going to be key. And that, so when you're doing your Facebook and you're doing your Twitter and you're doing your website and you're doing your blog, everything falls under one name. And that's just going to help you further down the road. And especially if you're using WordPress, because if you are using WordPress, which is where we're going next with this, then you can do subdomains from your domain name and for each series or each book. So there's ways to get around, you know, you can still create a page or a website for each book, but you want to brand your name so that your Facebook, no matter which book you're talking about, you only have one Facebook account instead of 90 million Facebook accounts. So the next thing that you're going to start, you know, the next step would be to start a blog, either through WordPress or Blogger. Like I said, I highly recommend WordPress. First of all, it's set up for business. So when you use WordPress as your site, it's already optimized. Most of the themes are already optimized for business. So it's going to help bring traffic in, even if you don't have a clue about keywords or SEO. So that is what they are made, you know, that's what that is made for. And I use WordPress and Blogger. I have one paid Blogger site domain name on a Blogger. The rest are all, actually that's a lie, I have two. The rest are WordPress, and then, but that was before I learned how to brand my name so that everything went under BK Walker and everything branched out. And it also saves you money when you're registering your domain name and getting an actual registered domain name versus a free domain name where you're hosted by a platform such as Blogger. And what do I mean by that? Okay, so if you have your blog, like Black... I'm trying to think of which blogs of mine are free. Mass Musings, okay, so that's Walker Muse at blogspot or .blogspot.com. And then the same using Blogger as well, I have the Virtual Book Tour Cafe blog, and that's www.vbtcafe.com. So you can see the difference. When it's hosted by a platform such as Blogger, it's going to include that platform name. Or if it's your own hosted domain name, then it'll have just your domain name. Now you want to make sure that you're using a domain name too, because that's going to help you increase traffic, which is going to be very, very helpful when it comes to selling your books. So that's going to be another key thing. And I use GoDaddy, but there's several out there. If you Google, sometimes you can get them for like 50 cents for a year. But then I would recommend after you get that 50 cents, I think GoDaddy is like 99 cents for the first year, and then it's only 12 bucks a year to host your domain with a website, WordPress website to go with it. You can pay monthly. It's like $8.99 a month, or you can pay by the year, which is only 80 bucks a year, or you can go higher than that. You can go up to 5 years and pay ahead. So if that's what you wanted to do, GoDaddy is the place that I recommend just because I use that. And no, it's not an endorsement. It's just a preference. So once you get your blog set up, then it's important to know where do you go from there? Where do you go from your blog? What do you do with it? Well, your blog is where you're going to make a connection and drive people to. Not only social media, which we're going to get into next, but your blog is where you're going to form your relationships. And that's where you're going to talk about your book. You're going to give excerpts. You're going to do, and what I like to do is, like, I think of it like doing a guest post. What would I say to somebody if I was sitting down right in front of them? What would I tell them about my book? What would I tell them about my business? What would I tell them about a question that they might have? What would I tell them what kind of excerpt would I want to share with them if I was sharing a piece of my book with them? So these are some things that you can be blogging about, plus videos. And I just talked about this in our Fat Tuesday. Videos are awesome. You can have cheap book trailers made. You can find funny videos on YouTube. You can find videos about writing on YouTube. You can share Fat Tuesday videos on your blog. People love blogs or videos on your blog, and just because it makes it simple. You know, it's a quick way to sort of get to know what you like. You know, when they're coming to your blog, they get to sort of browse around and see what kind of things you're interested in. And by sharing videos that you're interested in, that sort of helps them. And I often share videos from my playlist when I'm writing, because I have to have a playlist for every book, only because it gets me into that character's skin. So when I can get into that character's skin, then it's so much easier for me to write. And when music can help me relate to that character, then that playlist is what I share. And a lot of times people really make a connection with the music that I'm listening to at the time. And then the really cool thing about using music or a playlist with your writing is that every time they hear that song on the radio, they're going to think of you and your book. So playlists are really great, and video sharing videos from your playlist is a great way to blog. Now, I have said this before, and if you've been following me for a while, I say it often, you should be blogging a minimum of 2 times per week, but if you can blog more than that, then go for it, because the more you can put yourself out there, the more people are going to follow you, the more people are going to be apt to comment, they're going to be apt to share your stuff, and they're going to be apt to make a connection back with you and engage with you, and that's going to be key. Another key when it comes to building your author platform. Because once you get set up and you're this is the first layer of bricks that we're starting here, okay? So you're going to be using your blog. You're going to be blogging 1 to 2 times per week, and you're going to be blogging about stuff that you like plus stuff that's going to help sell your book. And you don't want to be just talking about your book all the time. You know, people, if you can create like a meme, like at BK Walker's Cafe, we do marketing on Mondays, we do Fat Tuesdays, and then we do Thinking Thursdays. So people know that on Mondays, if they stop by the blog, they're going to get something on marketing. On Tuesdays, they know I do Fat Tuesdays, and if they stop by the blog, then they're going to get something. They're going to be able to watch an action training video. And when they come on Thursdays, they know they're getting something about writing, whether it be me sharing an excerpt or whether I'm just talking about a writing process or how to, you know, create a better relationship with your muse. Either way, I have memes for, actually, we do Soul Sunday, Sunday Soul Reads, too, where I share a book that I found during the week on Sundays, and I invite you all to enjoy me for that. You can hop by bkwalkerscafe.com and just check it out and see what I've been doing. I've been using reviews that I've done. You know, if I have a chance to review a new book, I share it, or I share some of my old reviews. Or if I've even just come across an awesome new book of the week and I think you guys should know about it, I share that during Sunday Soul Reads. And so if you have a meme and kind of blog on a regular basis, then your readers are going to know what to expect and when to expect it. And then they're going to be more apt to follow up with your blog on a regular basis versus just coming every now and again. So consistency is key, and it's going to be key in both blogging and social media. So I think I've said enough on the whole blogging thing. I kind of go off on a tangent on that too, but it's just so important that you understand. I think so many people start a blog and they don't really know what to do with it or what they should be blogging about. And I think if you kind of just get some ideas from what I've said, and you can obviously come up with your own stuff too. You don't have to just do what I say, but it gives you sort of a piece to start from so that you can start blogging on a regular basis, and that in turn is going to bring more people to make a connection with. So the next thing you want to make sure you're doing too is putting your opt-in for your mailing list on your blog. Make it easy. And here is going to be another big key that you guys, I'm going to say this because I hate it when I go to a blog and there is absolutely no way to share. So you must make it easy for people to share your stuff. And this is going to be by putting share buttons right at the bottom. Put the Facebook like button at the top and make sure that there is share buttons at the bottom. And you want to make sure that your blog is scannable, your blog posts. So when your people are busy. We have to remember that. People are busy and people are lazy. Americans are the laziest people nationwide, and you'll hear that on any news station. You'll read about it, and you know, when it comes to statistics, and it's just sad that that's the way we've become, but it's true. We have become that way, and people, not only are we lazy, but we're busy. You know, we have families, we have baseball, we have dinner, you know, we work full-time jobs. So it's really important that you make it easy for people, readers, when they come to your blog, to be able to know what you're giving, what you're talking about, and share your stuff. So scannable, meaning that you have to make it in chunks. Don't just put it one huge big paragraph. You need to, you know, form new paragraphs. You need to use bold. Bullet points are wonderful because it breaks up. And it helps the eye just scan through the bullet points quickly, and then another paragraph, and then shareable buttons so that they can share your stuff. Don't overwhelm readers with your share buttons, but the basics, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Pinterest. Those are the top four that I always make sure I have on my blog because I'm big on all four of those. So that's going to be another tip, you know, just make sure that it's scannable and then sociable. And once you make it easy for them, then they're going to make it easier to share, and you're going to start seeing them. They're going to want to share your stuff. So the easier you can make it, the better. Now, when you're doing your opt-in list, too, just a quickie, make sure it's above the fold. And what I mean by above the fold is when you're doing your blog, people visit your blog, they're going to see your header, and then they're going to see like maybe the first post or the top of a first post, and then in one of the sidebars, before they even have to scroll, that's above the fold, so that you want them to be able to see your opt-in offer, whether it's a first chapter free, you know, you can give the chapter one for a free read when they sign up for your mailing list, or maybe you're giving away a free report, or maybe you're giving away a short story that you've written. No matter what it is, let them know what you're giving them and how they can get it and make sure it's above the fold so they don't even, when their eyes, our eyes naturally as humans go from left to right, so you can either put it right there on the left sidebar or you can put it on the right sidebar. Maybe you want them to see, you know, whatever you want most important should be on the top left, okay? So that is going to be another key. But you want their eyes to come right around in a circle. So when they're looking at your blog, they'll see that opt-in either from the left or the right by the time they get to the right or when they first stop on it. But as long as they don't have to touch that mouse to scroll down, then that's going to be important. You know, you want your opt-in above the fold. So the next thing we're going to talk about is some social media. These are other ways for you to grow on your author platform, and social media is going to be a biggie. And even though so many people are so mad at Facebook right now, and Mark Zuckerberg, they just wish he would flush down the toilet or something, Facebook is here to stay. It does not matter. There is 70 billion people on Facebook, and Facebook is the number one place for social media and for people to gather. And what I mean by that is that's where people are going to connect with friends. That's where people are going to connect with authors. That's where people are going to connect with readers. Facebook is it, and it's here to stay, guys. Mark Zuckerberg is in the process, his big dream right now is to get internet across the world. He wants internet in every nook and cranny in every place on earth. And you better believe he's going to do it. And when he does that and he puts internet in those places where it's not getting internet right now, then the first thing that they're going to be getting on is Facebook. So Facebook is here to stay. It is a nation. And with our world being this social media, mobile-driven world, Facebook is going to be one that you definitely want to be using. And I know it's crazy with all the changes and all the rules that are coming, and it's real. Two simple things, okay? Number one, make sure you're posting valuable content. Make sure it's stuff that people want to share, okay? Make sure it's stuff that they want to like. Make sure that you're not posting just pictures. It's very, very important. And if you take nothing else away from Facebook, make sure you're not posting just pictures, because the new algorithms that they've set up for Facebook just makes it, oh my gosh, horribly difficult to get seen. And I'm going to share this tip with you because I just learned this the other day. When you're posting to Facebook, to your Facebook fan page, and I know a lot of you are having trouble growing your fan page, and this is going to be an awesome, awesome tip for you guys, because I didn't even know this myself, but it works because we've been trying it. And it really has boosted my engagement in just a matter of one day. So what you're going to do when you're posting your information to social media or to Facebook, not social media, just Facebook, you want to post it to your fan page and then share from your fan page to your profile page. And that's going to get your post seen more and more by your fans that are liking your fan page. So write that down and let me say it again. Post to your fan page and then share from your fan page to your profile page. So there is a difference between fan page and profile page. And if you missed out on Inner Circle last month, I will be releasing an entire program called Facebook for Reeks, and you will be able to get that entire month that I just did on Facebook, teaching the ins and outs of Facebook and how to grow your list. And so you want to make sure, you know, if you're interested in that, just wait, get on my mailing list somewhere, and you'll know when it comes out because it's not ready yet. But so that's going to be a key that you can increase your fans and your engagement, because now with, you know, everybody's talking about how you can't get seen on Facebook unless you're paying for ads. It's not true. It's not true. Don't listen to that. And it's bullpucky, okay? Because if you share from your Facebook fan page to your profile page, it automatically increases. And like I've said, my husband's been using this for months, okay? And I didn't even realize it. He never even told me. Or if he did tell me, I didn't really grasp it. And then I grasped it. Now I grasped it. And now I want you to grasp that too. So share from your fan page to your profile page. That's not only going to engage your people from your profile page, it's going to increase your engagement on your fan page. And that in turn is going to help you, because this is going to be key, especially if you're looking for an agent or a publisher or a publicist, okay? The first thing people look at is your Facebook page. And whether you want to believe that or not, it's true. Every time I get a new author, that's the first place I go when it comes to the Virtual Book Tour Cafe, because I want to know where I need to help them grow the most so that they can see the most success. Okay, so that's the first place I look. The first place a publicist, publisher, or agent are going to look is at your Facebook fan page. Not your profile page, your fan page. They want to know how many followers you have, and they want to know how you're engaging them. And where are they finding this? Right where it says follow and people talk, the number talking about this. Yeah, that's how they know. So you want to make sure that your numbers are close. You don't have to have a huge following, but if your engagement, the people talking about this, is up, then they're going to be more apt to be like, yeah, let's take a look at this author, because they're really engaging their readers, and that's what they want to see, because that means that you have a solid platform to be promoting your books and your future books. So the more you engage with them, the better. And Facebook is it. That is the number one place that everybody is gathering, the number one place where you need to be making a connection, and the number one place where all those big people that you're waiting for are looking at before they even decide if they're going to look at your manuscript or before they decide if they're even going to consider working with you whatsoever. So Facebook is it. Number two on social media in ranking-wise is Twitter. So it's going to be Facebook, Twitter, and then Pinterest and Instagram. And I know Facebook owns Instagram, so surprise, surprise, there's no surprise that that is number four. Pinterest and Instagram go neck and neck. Some days Pinterest is ranking higher. Some days Instagram is ranking higher. But there's also LinkedIn and Goodreads and StumbleUpon, BlogLove and Reddit, YouTube, Vine, PushPage, and Snapchat. So them are just some extra ideas for you to get out there for your social networking. But the thing I want you to focus on when you're first starting is just focus on two networks. Not including your blog, you know, do your blog and then two social networks. And really concentrate on those and start growing that list, growing your followers, making a connection with your readers. Because that is going to be the most important thing when it comes to building your author platform, is the connection you make and the relationships you form. So make sure that you're posting regularly. Make sure that you're being consistent, especially to your blog, you know, 2 times a week minimum, if not more. And if you can post on the same days so that people, when readers know when to expect your posts, then you're going to start seeing readers waiting for your posts to come, okay? And the same for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You need to be posting more. If you're not seeing a huge engagement on your social networks, then you're not posting enough. And as crazy as that sounds, guys, Hootsuite is my very best friend besides my husband. Okay? You have to understand that you can automate everything. Hootsuite's free. You can connect up to 4 social networks. You can put everything on autopilot the night before. So when you're getting ready to put all your tweets out, your status updates for Facebook, and, you know, maybe you want to share to a couple groups that you're involved in, Facebook groups, you can do that all right with Hootsuite. And all you have to do is connect, you know, sign up for a free account, connect your 4 social networks, and then schedule them every night. And, of course, you can find tutorials on how to do that on my blog at BookitBK, which is bkwalkerscafe.com. So So you can hop right on over there and just under tutorials, just look for the Hootsuite, and then you can go ahead and watch the video that I've done for that. It's simple, and once you get the hang of it and you get it into like a routine where every night you just take, and it takes me 30 minutes depending on what I want to talk about, but you can do it, and then you can schedule it the night before and set it up from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, or 9 in the morning till 9 at night. But the key when you're doing autopilot like that is that you definitely have to show up live, and I want you to star that, because you have to be able to respond to people that are liking or commenting on your post or replying to your tweets, and you have to make a connection with them. And in order to make a connection with them, you have to talk back to them. So when you're putting stuff out there and these readers are talking back to you, it's very, very crucial that you talk back yet. You're making a conversation. You don't want it to be just one way. You want to make it a two-way street, okay, so that traffic's going both ways. And you want to keep up with that. And the more you can engage your readers and the more you can get them talking back to you, the more you're going to see a huge, huge increase in your engagement. And that is the biggest thing for social media. Just always make sure that you show up live, regardless if you're hootsuiting, regardless if you're scheduling within Facebook. Make sure, and now Twitter has a scheduler. You can schedule your tweets on Twitter, which is just crazy. And pretty soon, before we know it, you'll be able to do the same thing for Pinterest and Instagram. But the thing is, when you're auto piloting everything, which makes it so much easier for you, but it also allows you, especially if you have to work full-time, it allows you to post more often, which is going to, you know, once you start posting more things, then your readers are going to be like, oh, well, that's somebody I want to talk to because they're talking, instead of them just stopping by and you not having nothing but the same old thing on your page every time they stop by. So the more you post, the better. And another key thing that I wanted to tell you about that is, I totally just lost my train of thought, so maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't, I'm not really sure, but we're not going to get too carried away or too excited about that. If it comes back, I'll let you guys know. I really can't remember what it was. So that is going to be the thing, though, is to make sure that you're showing up live, no matter where you're scheduling, because you need to be interacting with them and engaging back with them, and that's going to form a relationship, which is when you release your next book, they're going to be so excited because now they know who you are, they know they've heard of you, and they're going to be more apt to buy your book. And once they buy your book and read your book, they're going to see how awesome you are, and then they're going to do word of mouth marketing, and you're going to start having more people flooding to your pages and to your blog. So you just want to make sure that you're constantly updating. So the more consistent you can be, the better for you in the long run. The next thing I want to talk to you about is your About Me. Now, we talked about branding and how you should brand your name and not your books, and then you can sort of umbrella everything else under your name. And when it comes to your About Me, it's super, super important that you understand, once you become a published author, you are in business for yourself. Once you are in business for yourself, you need to be professional. And in order to be professional, your About Me should reflect your professionalism. And that means that it needs to be written in the third person, and it should reflect across the board. What do I mean by that? I mean that your About Me should be the same no matter where anybody goes to look at it, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, whether it's on your blog or your website, even inside of your books. Make sure that your About Me is professional in the third person, and that you write it so that there's a hook at the beginning that really draws them in to learn more about you, and that it's the same across the board. And that's going to be very important. And your About Me can be really simple. You want to start with your why, you know, what is it that you do? Mine, for my BK Walker Books page, would say author of paranormal romance for both adult and young adults. For my marketing, I would say inspiring authors to break through the marketing masses, ending frustration one actionable step at a time. So those are just some examples. that you can use. And again, if you're on my mailing list, you are going to get this PDF that I have put together, an action guide, so you can see exactly. I have tons of samples in there. And you can see exactly what I use and the formula that I use to create my About Me's, and how you can also use this very same formula to talk to people. When people ask what you do, you can use that same formula to tell them exactly what it is you do and why you do it. We did talk about Hootsuite. I'm looking at my notes here, and I just wanted to touch base on this. Also is a Sprout Social is another good one if you didn't want to use Hootsuite. I just wanted to throw that out there because I forgot to mention that last time. Okay, so your About Me. Again, let's make sure that it's reflecting the same across the board. And on Twitter is going to be a little bit more trickier because you only have so much space, and the same for on Pinterest. And I just want to touch base on this. You want to make sure, when, like on my Twitter, just so you can hear an example of what it has on there, I have happy mompreneur, wife, author, coach, creative marketing queen, hippie, nurse, coffee and tattoo addict, animal lover, and pit bull advocate. And, of course, I put on there the dog, not the sinner. Singer. Of course, maybe Pitbull is a sinner too, huh? Anyway, so you have to get a little bit creative when it comes to your About Me on Twitter and Pinterest because you only have so much space. The same thing for Facebook. In that very first section on your About Me, you want it to reflect something similar to what I just said. And you want to make sure that your website, whether it is a free website, free blog, or whether you have a paid domain name, you want to make sure that your website is on there and clickable. And that means that it shows up when you first go to your Facebook fan page, it shows up right there visible without them having to actually click your About Me. That's going to be very important. So I just want to make sure I threw that out there so that you're understanding that you want to have your website on everything. Okay, so make sure that it's visible. No matter which social network it's on, it needs to be visible without them having to click anything so that when they first look at your stuff, they'll be like, oh, well, here's a website. Let me click on that and check that out. And that's just going to help you drive traffic. So make sure that your About Me's, just to recap a little bit, About Me's, you know, are the same across the board, that they're simple, that there's a catch, you know, that they use words that your readers use or your readers are looking for, and use words that are going to draw them in. And when you can get that down pat, you're going to start seeing a big, huge increase in people connecting with you because they're going to want to know more about you. I sort of went backwards on this a little bit, I think. I just want to talk a little bit more about Facebook because that is one of the biggest questions that come up for me on what people should be posting to Facebook and what they should be doing to increase their engagement and increase their following. So here's a few things, suggestions that I have that you guys can be posting. You can use quote images, and quote images are huge, okay? They get the most response no matter what I do. Quote images, and it doesn't matter what other pictures I put up there. If I'd use quote images on either of my Facebook pages, and I don't know how many of you guys really know me, but I have, like, the VBC Cafe blog I have, or Facebook page. I have Book It BK Facebook page, and I have my BK Walker Books Facebook page, which is the whole point of me trying to tell you to brand your name instead of each book or each business or however many programs you're running, brand your name. Okay, so you quote images are definite number one. You want to make sure that you're reading your data so that you know what's working best on Facebook. You want to be using funny pictures, pet pictures. Make sure you're sharing your blog content. And listen to what I've been doing, guys, and it works. People love it. And if I'm not seeing, like, a huge increase of traffic maybe one day or one week on my blog, I'll take the entire blog post that I just wrote, one of them from that week, and no pictures or anything. The only thing I do is put that entire blog post right into my status update on Facebook, and they can read the blog post that I did during that week right there. No links, no pictures. You just simply put that entire blog post in as a status update and see what happens, okay? Because you can do the same thing for your excerpts, book excerpts. 300 to 500 words, put the entire book excerpt right into your status update. At the very top, simply put what book it's from, you know, that it's an excerpt from whatever book, and make sure you put your copyright information in there so that people know that they can't take that. And then put the excerpt right in there and post it as a Facebook status update. And when you do that, people get to read an excerpt right there on your Facebook page. Excuse me. And it makes it just a little bit, another different way to mix it up on your Facebook page so that you aren't constantly posting pictures. And if you look at the Virtual Book Tour Cafe, because I do that a lot, especially for my authors, I take excerpts from their book. I take their guest blog posts that they use for their tours, and I'm putting this stuff right onto our Facebook pages. I'm putting their About Me's right onto the Facebook pages. I'm putting descriptions of their book with links to their Amazon buy links. I'm putting their Amazon author pages on there. And that is going to be another thing. I didn't even plan on talking about that today. But, guys, you got to start increasing your author pages, the likes on your author pages on Amazon. And if you don't have an author page on Amazon, it is a must. You must get an author page through AuthorCentral.com. And create your bio page, your author bio page for Amazon, and then start asking for the likes. Because if you're not asking for the likes, whether it's on Amazon, on your Facebook pages, on your Twitter, or on your blog, then they're not going to. People don't know. Sometimes people just really need, it's as simple as just asking them to like your post, asking them to like your blog post, to share on Facebook, to like, and this is huge on Facebook, and if you'll notice that I use it every now and again, and you'll see it on other posts when people say, like if, share if. That is huge, and if you can figure out a way to tie that into your post and the words you're using, people are going to like your post more, and they're going to be more apt to share your stuff. So that is going to be another big tip, so make sure you write that down. Ask, you know, it's a call to action is what it's called. Many of you know what that is. Many of you don't. But a call to action is very important, whether it's in your and blog posting. If you look at any of my blogs, you'll notice that I ask a question at the end of every blog post. And on that blog post, then I'll say, depending on what I'm talking about, I'll ask a question, and then I'll say, I really want to know. Stop by my Facebook page at blah, 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 and tell me about it, or let me know in a comment on a wall, or I'll say leave a comment right inside at the bottom of that post. So ask for them, let readers know what it is you want them to do. And everything that we've talked about tonight is going to come back to building that solid foundation, and it's going to just keep the, it's all about just building up. The more you engage your fans and readers, the more you're going to grow your reader base, which is a number one must when you're an author. And the more you grow your reader base, the more you're going to increase your sales. And I just cannot stress that enough. So everything we've talked about tonight, and I know I tend to babble and I get lost and I go back and forth, but you guys get the gist of it, right? And every single time that you do something and see engagement, seriously, guys, just share it. Share the heck out of it. Let people know you're excited. You know, when you reach a milestone on your Facebook page or your Twitter or even on your blog, you know, you reach a milestone and you hear somebody saying, or, you know, maybe you hit 500 people, or maybe you hit 1,000 people. We just hit 3,000 at Book It BK on our Facebook page. That's a milestone. Celebrate it. Don't be afraid to celebrate. Get your readers excited and involved. Give away a book. Flash giveaways on Facebook have been really good. And they don't always work, but, you know, you can do that every now and again and just offer, you know, you can offer a free copy of your ebook. And here is another big thing that I just learned, that you guys need to really use this. Every time you're giving away review copies, don't just give away print copies. Actually, don't give away print copies at all unless you are guaranteed a review. What you want to start saying is, up for grabs, review copies. So when you put the review copies in there, you're going to get serious people that want to seriously review your book, and they will, 9 times out of 10, read your book and leave a review on Amazon. So make sure when you're saying, don't just say, I'm giving a copy away for my book. Don't just say, you know, would you like to review, get a free copy. Don't use words like that. Literally say, I'm offering a review copy. When you put review copy in front of that, that makes it a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? More on task, if you understand what I'm saying. It makes it more where people understand that you are looking for a review. And if they want a free copy of your book, then they have to promise to give a review. So review copies and flash giveaways, wonderful idea and wonderful way to get more reviews when you're trying to build up your reviews. Okay, guys, I know I'm babbling, and we've got 15 minutes left on this call. I'm going to open the lines up. If anybody has a question, please just let me know, and I'll be happy to answer. And I think I'm about done. Again, if you're on our mailing list, then go ahead and watch your email, because I'm going to be sending you out the PDF for tonight's call. It's going to have all the information that I've talked about, and you're going to be able to get everything right there in writing. And also, once I have the recording for this finished and ready, I'll be sending you the link to get that, and you can download that as well. So if anybody has any questions, you can pipe in right now.
Hello?
Nobody has a question. Hello.
Yes. Hi. This is Lori. How are you?
I'm good, Lori. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I actually have two questions. My name,
sure.
Lori Snyder, is taken as a domain name. So in regard to branding myself, I tried Simply Lori Snyder, Coach Lori Snyder, but it doesn't resonate with me. I'm also a certified life coach, and I have a book coming out. So I don't know how to brand myself because my name is taken. And secondly, if I'm on a budget with my book, it's due to be released in a few weeks, but I am on a budget. What is the best thing? You know, I know that you mentioned a lot of things that I could do, but if I had $1,000 to market my self, what would be the best thing to do to market the book?
Both wonderful questions. And you, for your domain name, you're just going to have to play around with that a little bit. You might be able to do, maybe put a period in between. So it might, you might do Lori period or dot Snyder.com. You can also use a hyphen so that it, instead of it just being one word, there's a hyphen in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can also try, you said you're a life coach, so maybe do life coaching with Lori.
Right.
Or life coaching with Lori Snyder. I mean, you just have to play with it a little bit and see what's available and how you can make it work for you and what would work best for you and what sounds good, because you definitely want it to resonate with you, like you said. So just kind of play around with some words, and that's really what it is just playing with the words a little bit. And you, like I said, you can add in the hyphen or a period as well.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll try that.
Absolutely. And for your second question with the budget, when I first started out, Lori, let me just tell you, I was a nurse. I am a single, was a single mother of three, and I worked full time. I was working 50, 60 hours a week as a nurse, midnight shift. And I wrote, you know, was writing my books in between all that and publishing. And I had, you know, when you're a single mom, you have absolutely no money to for budgeting for marketing, because you're all worried about paying the bills. And so it may, you know, you have to kind of get a little bit creative. And I do have a book out called, hold on a second, I'm just going
to
mute everybody out for a minute until I talk to this. If you do have a question, just go ahead and hit *5 and I'll get to you next. Okay, Lori, so when you're doing your budgeting and you are trying to figure out, I do have a book out there. It's called Rock the Holidays, and it is by myself, BK Walker. And I do apologize to everybody, as I so did not tell anybody about myself, but that is me. I am, you know, was a single mother for so many years of three children and a nurse and working all them hours. And I had no, you know, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I had no idea on how to market a book, let alone have a budget for a book. So when it comes to budgeting, and you'll get a lot of free ideas right in that Rock the Holidays, and I released it during Christmas, which is why it has a Christmas seek for any time of year. But you can do things like buy one, get one. If you have a couple books out already, you can, you know, right from your website would be a good one. Buy your new release from Amazon for whatever the price is, and then they can come back to your website and purchase directly from you at half price, or even get another book from your backlist free. So you can be doing buy one, get ones. That's always a great way to promote yourself, and it's a great way to get people interested. You can reduce the price a little bit and let people know. Don't be afraid. The book launch is going to be important. And since we have a couple of minutes, let's just talk about that a little bit. Book launching, when you're first getting ready to release your books with absolutely no budget, it is going to be imperative. And this is where your list building comes in, too. Because if you've started building your list and you're ready to release, you can just send out to your list, let everybody know that you're getting ready to release and that it's going to be just 99 cents. Ask them to buy the book and ask them to help you reach number one. When you put your 99 cents, and this is the strategy that I use in a lot of my books, especially right now because I've been writing for short stories because I just don't have a lot of time on my hands for a full novella or a full-length novel. So right now, in order for me to ease my muse, I've been writing a lot of short stories, so I'll keep my short stories at 99 cents, and if I'm given valuable content like I did with Be Brilliant, Be Bold, Be Beautiful You, where I actually walk you through the entire process of from idea to writing your book in as little as a weekend to publishing and marketing. It's all in that book. You know, something like that where I'm giving really valuable content, I'll up the price a little bit. But when I first release it, here's two things that you can do. Number one, put it at 99 cents. Send it out to your mailing list. Ask other authors that you've made friends with to send it out to their mailing lists. And let them know that when they have a release that you'll send out to your mailing list as well. It's sort of like a cross-promotion thing. And then I'm also going to get more into that this Thursday at Marketing 101. So make sure you tune in. It's Indie Reviews, Indie Writer Reviews Behind the Scenes, I believe it is. Watch my Facebook pages. And then once you release it, you know, send it out. Have people buy it at 99 cents. Once you leave it out for a week at that price, then you can up the price. Okay, because it's that first week that's crucial, and especially if you are a new to the reader author, meaning that they have never heard of you before, and or if you have never released a book before, it is going to be very important that you understand that they are not going to take a chance on you, and especially if you have absolutely no reviews. Beta reviewers are good, yes. You want to try and line up some beta reviewers, but if you are just starting out and you're not really sure how to get the beta reviewers, you don't have quite the mailing list built up yet, then it's okay. Don't panic. But you want to make sure that you are releasing your book at a lower price so that those that have never heard of you are, I mean, anybody can spend a buck. A buck is not that much at all. So they'd be more willing to spend 99 cents on a book than $2.99 or even $3.99. So just remember that and keep that in the back of your mind. So release it at 99 cents. The second thing you can do is when you're first releasing your book, you can put it on, and I'm going to give you guys this tip, and it's from my Amazon Become an Amazon Dragon program that I just released last month. What you want to do is use KDP, which is the KDP Free Select Program through Amazon. You can put your book out for up to 5 days in a 90-day period for free, and then only 5 days out of those 90 days, and you are committing to enroll with KDP Select through Amazon. Your commitment is to them only for 90 days. After 90 days, you can uncheck the button and put it out to Kobo and Nook and all them other places. But when you're using KDP, it is very important that you are understand that you are only allowed to sell your ebook at Amazon during that 90-day period. But during that first week of book launching, that's going to be when you can put it on free days, and then you just send it out, especially if you're brand new. This works. You send it out. You ask everybody to share it. Tell them it's free for the first 3 days or the first 2 days or even 1 day. Get it free on day of release, okay? You send it out, tell everybody to download it, and you get as many downloads and ask people to share. That's going to be key. Make sure you're asking people to share and you're sharing to groups. And there's so many Kindle groups on there that are looking for free Kindle books. So make sure you're looking at those on Facebook and then share to all them groups. And then that is going to be when you gain traction. The more downloads you have, the more traction you gain. And then when your book goes back on normal price, Amazon is going to be like, wow, look at all these downloads, and they are going to help you market your book. So that's two ways to do a book launch. And, of course, I'm going to be doing another program. We're going to be getting into the whole book. I'm going to be doing one specifically for book launching, so you can watch for that upcoming program. But those are just from my Amazon Dragon program that I just released, and that is available on my site. Just look on the tabs at the top, bkwalkerscafe.com. If you're interested in that, you can check that out, and you get so much information in that program about publishing to Amazon and from the beginning process to the end process and how to gain traction and boost your sales and everything. So that is going to be two different ways that you can do a book launch, and they're going to really help you gain traction and help you get increased sales in that first week. 99 cents or free, depending on whichever one you decide of the two. But don't run both. You know, if you're going to do, just pick one and run with it for that first week that you release. And I hope that answers your question. I know I kind of went off on a tangent. Does anybody else have a question? I guess it would help if I unmuted everybody. Okay, lines are open. Does anybody have a question?
I have a quick question. Gia here from Massachusetts.
Hey.
I'm already a published children's picture book author, so a lot of this stuff sort of applies to me and some of it doesn't. But the one thing, it's not really a question, but two things I want to bring up to everybody is that you really have to target your audience. And for me, because we've done so many events, I'm kind of used to marketing it, those type of events. And now for the book, it's a totally different game because it's actually a product and not an event. And so what I've been doing for the events, since they're Renaissance themed or medieval themed, you know, I'm trying to promote the events to that type of crowd. And for my picture book, it's about jazz and music. So I'm trying to bring it to light to educators and musicians and people that enjoy jazz or people that want to have their children learn about jazz. So those are just two things I wanted to bring up real quickly. But one my major question here is that how can you regulate all this author platform to make sure that your sales have been increased? I mean, is there a way to track that? Do you know?
Okay, when you're tracking your sales, I should have mentioned this, and data. Everything you do, you need to be keeping a record of. So if you're running a promotion, watch your Amazon sales page and make sure you're marking down where you're marketing to. You know, if you're doing Facebook groups, make sure you're marking down what groups you're marketing to and see if anybody has commented and see if they, you know, sometimes you can go back into them groups and you'll see where they've commented and said, I just bought my book. So you'll know that a sale came from that group. If you're running it through your Facebook pages, your insights, and I'm always saying this to you guys, make sure you're watching your data. And that's why I say post from your fan page to your profile page, not the other way around, because your fan page is where you're going to know what's working and what isn't. So if you're driving traffic to your Amazon from your Facebook page, then you can see that traffic, where the traffic's coming from and where it's going to, and then you'll know from that particular post, if, especially when you have it linked to your Amazon page, you can, from your Amazon, kdp.amazon.com, under reports, that's going to be where you're going to track all your sales. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
And also for your blog, if you're running from your blog, Google Analytics, it's free. You just sign in with your, you know, you create a Google Analytics account through your Gmail, and that, and then you hook your blog into that, and that's going to tell you where the traffic's coming from, what keywords they're using, and where they're visiting the most. And it doesn't cost you a thing. And that was a good point on the target audience. And it, again, guys, I have a bunch of training and free stuff on BQWalkersCafe.com to get information on how to target your audience. So make sure you're checking that stuff out and learn how you can do it. So you can get, I mean, there's so much information on my blog. If you guys haven't visited yet, you guys are going to just love it. Does anybody else have a question?
This is Lori again. If no one else has a question, I have another question, but I don't want to be rude and ask a lot of questions.
That's okay. I don't mind. That's what I'm here for. Shoot.
Okay. Thank you. I'm published. I'm being published by Balboa Press. So I
okay.
know I have to pay 50% for my book. So the soft cover would cost me $8, and then it resells for something like $17.99, and I know that it will be on Amazon also, but could I do a 99-cent release for the ebook, which is set at $7.99? My thing is I'm so confused with how to do all of this because I don't know anything in regards to I'm technically retarded, but very creative. So
you're learning, and that's the number one thing. What now? I know through Balboa Press, they are wonderful to work with. Okay, so what you need to do for them is to figure out a marketing plan, and once you can figure out your marketing plan, they are going to be more apt to work with you. The ebook is always easier to launch at a cheaper price than the paperbacks, simply because it's more cost effective. The paperbacks, you're not going to be able to really play with the price a little bit, but it's going to be, you might be able to have them reduce the price for the first week just a smidgen as long as you have a plan in place. So if you let them know that you are planning on releasing this book with this, you know, you're going to put it out to Facebook, Twitter, you're going to cross promote with BK Walker, even, you know, I'd be happy to send it out to my mailing list. You just need to let me know the details. And we can set you up even with some other authors that love helping new authors, and we can do like a whole cross promotion thing. And we can really get together with this and talk about this more if you want, more one-on-one. I'd be happy to set up an appointment with you so that we can talk about this a little bit more so that I can give you a better understanding on how that will work with Balboa.
All right, perfect. I would appreciate that. So
sure thing. Just send me an email at book@bkwalkerscafe.com, and I'll be happy to set that up with you.
Okay, bkwalkerscafe.com. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions? I see a question coming up on 516. I'm not sure who that would be.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Ms. Walker. Yes, I wanted to ask you a few questions because I had a book that came out in December, and, you know, we've been blogging and doing some social networking, but the main thing is we're not getting any real buzz or any feedback, and you know, I was reading your website about your virtual book tour. So my question is, what is a virtual book tour, and also how do you get people to review your book? Do you have to gift the book to them? Because I know you were talking about some free book promotion. So I just wanted to have you kind of elaborate a little more on that. Because I'm very unfamiliar with all this marketing.
Sure. first thing is virtual book tour. A virtual book tour is going to be where it's sort of like a book signing that you would do at Barnes & Noble, and I say sort of loosely, but it's done online. So instead of people coming to you at Barnes & Noble for a book signing, you are going to go from blog to blog discussing your book, and you are going to do guest posts, interviews. You'll get reviews, and we also recommend doing giveaways for like an e-copy of the book or a gift card or a signed paperback, because that just helps to draw more readers in. But it really, for especially when people don't know who you are, a virtual book tour is the perfect way to get increased exposure for you and your book in a short amount of time to a very wide audience. And
okay.
We, from our reach alone, and I'm saying from mine, my husband's, and the Virtual Book Tour Cafes, we have over 300,000 viewers. So just from the, and that does not include every host, blog owner that would be hosting your tour. But what we would do is we set you up on a schedule, either 1 month to 3 months, where you will stop, you know, we find the blogs for you and your book. We set you up with a feature post such as a interview or a guest blog or a review, and we make sure that you have everything you need to get started, and then we put you on tour. When your tour starts, all you have to do literally is show up at least once a day and respond to comments.
Okay, so the virtual book tour is basically showing up on the website to answer questions live, correct?
Right. Not, but you
okay.
don't have to be there all day. You just stop in to respond to comments. So it's
right.
not like you have to be there tuned in, glued to your computer screen for the entire 24 hours. No. On the day of your stop, you just stop in. You know, if you have a time like in the morning or in the evening or before you go to bed, just stop in, see if there's any comments, questions, make sure you're responding. And your
okay.
guest post or interview is going to help readers to get to know you as an author.
And
okay.
I
now
did
my other question.
Her, and it was fabulous.
Thanks,
so.
Yeah. Gia toured with us. She was just letting you know it's wonderful.
And just two other questions. I'm sorry. The KDP on Amazon, we actually, the thing is the book is self-published by, I don't know if I could say the publisher's name, but they, the Amazon said we didn't have the rights to put it on KDP.
Okay, so you're going to ask your publisher to enroll your book for 90 days. And this is why I say self-publishing is, I self-publish without anybody else. It's just me. I publish through BK Walker Books. That's what I use as my publishing name. But you can also work around that through your publisher. Many publishers and small presses will work with you. Just let them know your game plan. So as long as you are going to them with a plan already in place, so you need to let them know what you want, how you plan to run it, and how you plan to market it, what your expectations from this promotion will be, they are going to work with you. When they see that you have a plan in place and, you know, where you kind of have an idea of where you want your book to go, and so if you approach them and say, listen, I'd really love to enroll the book for 90 days in a KDP Select program so that I can run a free promotion on this, and then let them know where you're going to publish it to, where you're going to promote it to, what kind
okay.
of viewers are going to see it. So they want to know, like, how many readers are actually going to see that. So if you're using, like, some of the free Kindle e-books that they got, people, groups on Facebook, you want to let them know
right.
how many followers are actually in those groups so that you can get an estimate of how many people are actually going to see it, and then you're going to let them know if you're partnering up with any other authors for a cross-promotion. And you want to make sure that when you're running your KDP free days, if you are partnering with other authors, which is always a good idea, because then you're cross-promoting each other, so you're getting double the exposure. And then what you can do once that is in place and you have that all written down, then the publisher is going to look at your plan and they're going to be like, wow, you know, they're going to be so impressed that you even took the time to figure that out and put something in place so that they know that you're serious about it, that they're going to be like, we'll definitely work with you on this. So for those of you that are with a publishing press or small press, it's okay, but you need to figure out who it is in that in that publishing company that you need to talk to in order to put a marketing plan in place and talk with them and discuss this and let them know. But it's best if before you talk to that person that you have something figured out so that you can send them exactly, you know, you put it into a document and send so that they can visually see it and hear you talking to them about it on the phone.
Okay. And one more thing about the reviews. Would you say gift a book to the reviewers? How do you get reviewers? I know you were saying to offer, you know, say I'm offering a review free copy, or up for grab review copy. So how do you get people? Because what we've been trying to do is social network and just writing directly to people. And then, then it's kind of saying, how would you like me to send the book, you know? So it's kind of like, is there a directory of reviewers? Is there a list of reviewers out there? I mean, how do you engage the reviewers? I know you said, like, up for grab review copies at Amazon.com, where the book is. Is there other ways to, you know, get the reviews and get that, get the likes and comments increased as well?
Okay, so for your book reviews is going to be the hardest. And this is it is the hardest thing to do, and it's the hardest thing to sort of get momentum on. But if you go to Google and you type in, if you are a paranormal author, you are going to type in paranormal book bloggers. And then once you go to, you see the list of book bloggers, start visiting their sites, and then you could submit that way. But you must follow their guidelines, okay? But you can usually find the blogs that do book reviews for your type of genre by Googling them. And then you want to, and it's going to take time, because especially when you don't have a marketing budget, you know, you don't have a lot of money to be spending, and you don't ever want to pay for reviews to be posted to Amazon, like through Fiverr or something like that, because you'll be shut off of Amazon quicker than you got on. You want to get legitimate reviews. So you go to Google, you type in whatever your genre is, book bloggers, and you just go through that list. And then right above the search bar, you're going to see a tab that says more. And if you type in just the genre and you see that little tab that says more, it's either underneath it or above it, and you click that, it's going to give you where you can literally click on blogs. And
okay.
Google, and because Google owns Blogger, it will give you every blogger out there that is tied to your genre, and you can literally get a list of book reviewers that way. You can also, okay. I think it's allreviews.com. They have an entire list of book bloggers where you can seek out reviews for every genre you can think of. And you just literally have to make sure whatever blog you're going to, that you follow their submission guidelines. When you're doing social media, you want to make sure that you have, you can put it in a note, in just description of your book and let people know that you're seeking reviewers. You can literally say, I'm looking for reviews for this book. If you would like your free review copy, please comment here.
Okay.
And you can do the same thing in groups, Facebook groups. There's a lot of book review groups out there on Facebook that you can go to, and you can post into those groups that very statement. You want to make sure that you're saying review copy, though, because we're not just giving out free e-books, and we're definitely not giving out paperbacks. Unless you are guaranteed a definite review, I wouldn't suggest giving out paperbacks, because there's so many times that you send out paperbacks and you're just wasting money, and then you don't get, they never give the review, and then you just spend all that money to send them a book, and they, you know, and order the books and then send it out to them, and they never post a review. So I strongly advise against giving out review copies, paperbacks.
Can I
just e-book or Nook?
Yes, ebook and Nook, and then you can, another key is to make sure that if you Kindle gift or buy the book and send it to them right from Nook or Kindle, or Amazon, I mean, you still get paid royalties on that purchase.
Okay.
So always Kindle gift it or always Nook gift it, because you'll still get paid for that purchase.
Okay. One quick question, sorry. What if, my publishing company and I'm looking on Amazon, I don't see any sales, yet people have bought the book. Is there a way to, get that information real time? I know Nielsen Books can, but.
Sure. Amazon updates are, I know Amazon. I haven't really checked into Nook. I only have 3 books out on Nook, I think it is. 2 of them are paperbacks, and I just released Rock the Holidays into Nook. It was the first time I branched to it because I was strictly Amazon. I didn't do anything else but Amazon. But I do know that on KDP, they update every hour. So if somebody's saying they bought a book and it's not showing up yet, refresh that page in an hour because that it'll show up, usually show up within that hour. As far as Nook and them, give it a little bit of time. I'm not sure how Nook and Kobo and them work because, like I said, I'm just starting to branch out into that. So I haven't really done too much other than just Amazon. But I'm sure that if it's not showing up, it will. Sometimes their computer doesn't update as quickly as we would like for them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can I just add 2 cents on the review copies? Just make sure when you send out an email request for a review copy on an email, make sure in your email request that you say this is copyrighted material, because what happened, and BK was very wise about this, and this was months ago, back in October, where she found some sites that had pirated certain pieces of people's work. So make sure that you write this is copyrighted material.
Okay.
Good point.
Thank you.
Otherwise, good point to you. I don't fear pirating, though, because the way I see it, and for me, because I have so many titles out there, it's hard to keep track of where what's going where, especially once that, when you're giving out PDFs.
Well,
PDFs is the big thing. That's why I say Kindle gift or Nook gift them, because then they can't pirate it. It's usually the PDF.
My book was pirated, so that's why saying that.
Yeah, it's very frustrating for a lot of authors, but the way instead of getting upset about it like I used to, now I just think about it, well, that could be an extra review for me. But I really do get mad, like if somebody else is making money off of my books, no, that's a no-no, and that's a big, huge no-no. But I do, like there's a couple of sites that I found my book on where they're giving it out for free, and I'll email the owner, but a lot of times they don't respond, so I'm just like, well, that's okay. We just make sure that it's reported, and then usually the site's shut down. So don't panic if you feel fine that you've been pirated, but a lot of times that's why I say Kindle gift or Nook gift it, because it's harder to to get pirating on a Kindle gifted or, a Nook gifted versus a PDF.
Right.
Okay, guys. Well, does anybody else have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, wonderful. If you guys are good, then I am good. And Lori, I'll be watching for your email. And again, if you guys didn't get on the list, make sure you get on the list. I'll send out my notes from tonight that I have, and you'll have everything in order, chronological order, instead of my rambling every which way. You can always email me if you do have any other questions at bookitbk@bkwalkerscafe.com. And you can always drop by my Facebook page at facebook.com/bookitbkwalker. I am always in and out all throughout the day. I run 4 businesses from home, so I'm usually here working. That's my life. Working or writing, that's me. And taking care of all my lovely, beautiful animals. Okay, guys, well, it's been fun. And, again, you can email me or you're welcome. And I hope everybody has a great evening. And get on that list because, like I said, you'll get a copy of this MP3, so you'll have it forever. And you'll also get a copy of my notes. All right, guys, well, it's time for me to go watch The Voice. You guys have a wonderful night.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.